John K. Hansen was an innovative businessman from Forest City, Iowa, whose successful marketing record was the result of diverse experiences. In 1955, John was thinking about early retirement as the businessmen of Forest City organized to promote the town. They hoped to bring an industry that would provide a good living for the town's young people so they wouldn't have to move to the larger cities. John K. was among the volunteers. That's next. I'm Doug Johnson on Stories of the Heartland. Bassett, Nebraska's hometown, welcomes you.
The cost of housing around here is relatively inexpensive, so we chose to come back to Bassett.
There are older homes and newer homes and opportunities to build. You can live in the country or a few blocks from downtown. It's all very affordable.
Because of the size of Bassett, we were able to purchase our first home much sooner than if we were still in the city.
Visit www.bassettnebr.com. This message is brought to you in part by Greater Sandhills Family Healthcare. When the Industrial Development Committee in Forest City was forming, John K. Hansen, the future founder of Winnebago Industries, was enjoying a new hobby. One weekend, the family decided to go camping and bought a fold-down tent trailer, which was a popular item on the West Coast. It was a rainy weekend, which probably caused John K. to think about vacation trailers more than he would have had it been nice weather. They had a miserable time. They cooked in the shelters, dressed in restrooms, and cast an envious eye at the people with the hardtop trailers. The only advantage his trailer had over the tents he saw was that it was off the ground and out of the mud. Not long after, John K. rented a hardtop trailer from a friend to take another weekend trip and was thrilled with the difference. From that point on, John K. was hooked on trailers for vacationing. John K. bought his own hardtop trailer at about the time the Industrial Committee was selling stock to create a large business in Forest City, or lure one there. It could have been the constant coffee house talk about attracting new industry to town that started Hansen thinking about the possibility of building trailers in Forest City, or it could have been his active imagination. Whatever, he soon was touring a factory in Loveland, Colorado, where he was amazed to see the plant was only about the size of his old implement dealership building, which at the time was sitting nearly empty. John K. returned to Forest City with another new trailer and attended the next Industrial Development Committee meeting. He told the others of his idea for a trailer plant in their town of 2,500. He reasoned that all trends seemed to go from the West Coast to the East Coast. Right now, he told them, the vacation trailer business was booming in California. If their town acted now, they could take advantage of the business as it moved through the Midwest and to the East Coast. They agreed with John K. and decided they should investigate starting up a trailer manufacturing plant in Forest City. The committee had $50,000 raised, and most agreed that should be enough to start the venture. Now all they needed was a manager. With the startup money already raised and factory space available, the Industrial Development Committee was ready to start making trailers. Well, not quite. They needed a man, experienced in the business, to show them how to begin. John K. and others went to a plant on the West Coast in an attempt to lure a manager away from an existing facility. However, their conversation was overheard by the owner of the plant. He asked them to explain their plan to him, which they did, and he said why not become a branch of his company. He would add $25,000 to their $50,000, and they would be in business. John K. was ecstatic. They rushed home with the news, and soon they had a new factory. However, it was not a good deal, and a rocky future lay just over the horizon. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland. Tomorrow, the Winnebago teepees begin in the ruins of the Industrial Development Committee's dreams. Please visit my website at www.javtv.com. You'll find videos of communities in the Heartland that talk of their histories and their business opportunities. That's www.javtv.com. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland.